Hey everybody, and guess what? Merry Christmas. This is our second annual Christmassy type tech show thing. And Alan's not here tonight, by the way, so
Dead.
You know, you're gonna be missing out on all of that conversation
Dead.
And stuff that he interjects. He's off getting drunk, which is exactly what we wish we were doing now. And if Dan had any forethought before I got here, he would have gotten us something.
I got a bottle of wine out in the car.
There we go.
Nice and cold now.
Yeah, right. Anyway, welcome, all ye yonder people, to Tech Show number 64. That's a lot. That means 66 weeks we've been doing this, which is a whole long time. And, you know, we're still going strong week after week. So, that being said, let me roll this quick promo off at you, and we'll catch right back up with you in just a minute. Okay? Okay.
Hi, folks. This is Link from the Linux Link Tech Show. Have you ever thought to yourself, I have a question for these guys? Or, I wonder if they would review my product? Or why don't they talk about this?
Nah, you probably haven't wondered that, and that promo's getting really old, so let's listen to something different, huh? How about this one?
Hi, this is Eric Bissing from Geneva, Switzerland. When we are not skiing, eating raclette, or drinking wine, we listen to the Linux Link Tech Show.
Now, isn't that cool? That's from Eric Bissing from Switzerland. And he not only sent us that one, he sent us another one. I'll play a little bit later in French. But the thing that I found really interesting about that particular promo, other than the fact, you know, that I love getting them from all over the place, and that's pretty cool, is that I had to look up ratlick, which is, listen to it again, something that they eat over there.
Hi, this is Eric Bissing from Geneva, Switzerland. When we are not skiing, eating raclette, or drinking wine,
ratlet.
We listen
that's what it is.
To the Linux Link Tech Show.
Ratlet. Does anybody on the chat know what ratlet actually is?
Shit.
I had to go look it up. No, it sounds really good, as a matter of fact. It's this. It's like a favorite dish thing that goes on over there. And it's boiled potatoes, and then they fry this cheese onto a plate or something like that, and they scrape it off on the potato, and it's served with, those two are served with pickled onions and gherkins pickles and stuff like that. Sounds really good, man. And evidently, it's a big, it's a big thing. I'm surprised I haven't heard of it since I am a fat guy and food connoisseur. But anyway, hi and welcome to the 64th episode of the Tech Show, our Christmas episode. And of course, we have Dan here. Say hi, Dan.
How you doing?
Can't hear very much because he's over pissing with his computer still. Leaving me out to dry while I'm doing this intro thing, of course. But hey, we have plenty to talk about tonight, even though Alan isn't here. So
I'll do all my talking at 10 o'clock.
We're going
to
miss.
We're supposed to be closing up.
We're going to miss his contributions. And
are we really?
Yeah. I got a letter from, actually all of us got a letter pretty much, except for I'm the only one that reads the text show email.
I read it.
So I got We got email from Matt in the UK, guy from Lug Radio.
It worked.
And did it work? Awesome. Yeah, I can see it. Anyway, he the new Lug Radio came out. Did you listen to it yet, Dan?
Latest
edition
week?
Came out this week, Monday.
No.
What a boner,
I didn't
man.
Get a chance to. My workstation's been down all week.
Anyway, the new one came out, and I actually listened to it. I'm probably the only one that did. And in there, you know, they have their little Christmas episode, and they wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And they do it at the end of their, at the end of the Lug Radio episode, they're saying Merry Christmas, and they're talking like a Yankee, you know, some kind of, you know, fake Texas kind of talk. Merry Christmas, y'all, and all that, you know, at the end. And Matt actually sent us a letter asking if we would be kind enough to do a British version of a portion of our show. And I'm, you know, kind of through that by then and never heard anything. And then I thought about it a little bit, and I whipped out my fake British accent, which is really, really bad. And I figured that it was probably a horrible idea to try and do any more than a couple of words, because for some reason I sound like I'm Australian or something like that. But anyway, what I did was I made, I figured I would let you guys decide, right? So I made this little Merry Christmas. Crikey. Yeah, that's Australian.
Yeah, that's British.
I made this little thing right here. Listen to it. Hello, my name is Lincoln, and I'd like to return the wish for all the Lug Radio fellows to have a very happy Christmas. Now that's me in my fake British accent, and I think it sounds Australian. However, I'm not British, so it's hard for me to tell. So.
Good job, Governor.
Yeah.
Right bloody good.
Bloody hell! And,
What the bloody hell?
Yeah, right. So I'm interested to hear the return on this,
that little chip with the rod.
You're interested to hear the return from the people who actually are from Great Britain and,
cheerio, good fella.
Just to hear right.
A smashing job!
It was funny. I had fun.
A
what
smashing
the hell?
Job.
It took only four tries to do that. You know, it's 10 seconds, you know?
That's my contribution.
It's horrible.
All right.
Oh,
let's,
you know what I forgot?
Let's get down to some serious business.
Yeah, well, hang on. I forgot something, man. We got I have Christmas music I want to play in the background, man.
Cha-cha.
No, this is even better than cha-cha. This is funny. I give you that. I'm going to get it pulled down so it's not, you know.
We got to get that high laugh that that they have going on in the background.
Yeah. There we go.
Would you fancy a Roger in under the table? In the OWC?
Anyway, the music that you hear in the background, and I'm going to try and play just about the whole thing in the background of our little show, is, let me pull this document up, it's called Tijuana Christmas. And I just saw this on, I think it was Boing Boing or something like that the other day. I forget where. But anyway, it's a bunch of evidently Mexican
Ubuntu guys.
Christmas songs. No, a little different than them. That this guy put up for download, you know. And so, of course, I had to grab them because I'm a media freak. And I thought it would be funny, and I listened to him, and, you know, that is kind of funny. So just playing in the background. I put the link up on our IRC chat, nexus.column.edu, user Morris Tijuana Christmas HTM. And check them out. They're really funny. Another one that I may or may not play, but I want to talk to you about it for just a second, is I saw another post of Christmas music that's completely computer-generated. Evidently, this guy over at MIT had this really zany idea to have a computer analyze like so many hundreds of Christmas songs. And after it did that, he had it generate what it thought, you know, a Christmas song should be like. They're really, really out there. It sounds like horror movie music. I'll play one for you a little bit later. Well, I'll play part of one for you a little bit later because, you know, you really don't want to listen to the whole thing. But anyway, the link is, again, up on our IRC chat, And that's the MIT.edu link up there. Check it out. If you're in the mood for some good horror music, definitely check it out.
I got a weird thing happening over there.
Do you?
And maybe one of our industrious listeners, instead of me searching for the answer right now, while I'm supposed to be paying attention to what's going on, might be able to have it. For some reason on my workstation now, when I look at a flash animation, if I move the screen or hit tab or anything or go up the address bar, it blocks over it with black. And if something's moving around, it'll like push through the black. But if I had like a square box, it would all of a sudden just be covered in black, and then the motion would like peel its way through the black, and it would just be all blocky. And I'm trying to figure out why it's doing that. It never did that before.
Or
didn't do it before the third reinstall. But if anybody has a solution, let me know.
Yeah.
Crikey.
What Dan said. Didn't you reinstall? You reinstalled, that didn't help it.
Everything. Oh, reinstall Flash? Yeah. I just downloaded.
How about a brand new Firefox? Well, you reinstalled.
It's a brand new Firefox. Which is weird, because it never did that before.
Something to do with your NVIDIA card.
I don't know.
Thingy. Maybe. Can you hear it? It's got jingle bells going on in the background there.
Yep. Who was the boss man that sent us that wonderful email?
The boss man would be... Which boss man?
Let me fire up my Thunderbird, which I should have fired up.
Barry.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's another... I want to read that on the air. We got the best... I think this is my personal opinion, right? I'm sure Dan will agree when we go. We got the best email today. If I can pull it up, because my wife's on my computer and I'm trying to get to it there too, and it's really
I could read it. I got it right here. From Barry Swan.
Yeah, from Barry Swan. Read that sucker.
All right. Hi, guys. Just a quick note to say hi and let you know that you have another British listener. I found your show via your Lug Radio promo and have been listening ever since. The tech show is very different in style to Lug Radio, but it's no less interesting and definitely more involving. You seem to have evolved an inviting and relaxing style that's still structured enough to feel comfortable and familiar with each new show. The fact that you publish / transmit weekly helps to add that on-the-going story feeling. Back in the dim and distant past, I worked in radio, so I know how hard you guys must work to keep the show weekly. Try to read here and keep the illusion alive. Definitely keep up the good work. You've created an excellent and unique production. Do you want to comment before I go on to the second part of the letter?
No, keep going. Let him get the whole flow.
I often have your stream playing in the workshop through which every computer I'm fixing, usually Microsoft, sadly, at the time. As people visit or drop off gear for repair, they often linger a while to hear the end of Dan's rant or a Link work is hell story. They even ask after you now. How's Dan's dog? Or is Link's flu better? He sounded like hell last time I was in here. Is not uncommon. Those were all, obviously, quotes.
Yes.
Should have said indicated that a little better. Started off good, but now I'm like all mush mouth. They really seem to get involved. Some even know who Alan is.
That's what I thought was hysterical.
Also, your pro Linux talk and honest comment about MS maybe helping to create coverts, the small pile of Dynabolic and Ubuntu, yes, I'm a Debian user.
With three E's.
Debian user. Disks that I leave on the counter is definitely getting smaller. Anyway, better get back to work. Just wanted to make contact and push a little goodwill your way. I hope you and yours have a great holiday and that the show goes from strength to strength in the new year. Merry Christmas, Barry Swan. P.S. Sorry about the poor, crappy formatting of this email, but I'm writing it on half-repaired Dell Axum PDA.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I really like his email, but I'm seeing this more and more.
What's up?
Is these little smiley faces all over the email.
Emoticons.
Yeah, emoticons. Now,
emoticons.
It didn't used to be such a drastic influx of emoticons in my email. Faber's a guy that's guilty of doing that. There's like emoticons all over his email.
I do it too, but you know what? You have to, because I communicate so much back and forth in email. It's helpful to it's helpful to put a different twist on a line that might otherwise sound sarcastic and nasty. You know what I mean?
Let it sound sarcastic and nasty. Get that emoticon
it's
out of there.
Bad enough that every time I go to work, everybody's complaining that I'm some kind of raving asshole. You know, I don't want to send them emails that indicate that either.
Do you know what the
if
problem
I
want to
be
with
that
emoticons
way, I'll do it in person.
Is?
What's
see,
that?
Like where I work, like one person would put in some emoticons, and everybody would be like, oh, "How did you do that?" And
oh,
then the
no,
next person,
then
when they finally figure out how to do it, then the next person's like throwing in like a picture. Or a little GIF or a PNG. Well, it wouldn't be a PNG because they're not that sophisticated. They'd like find some kind of clip art or a GIF, and it would only show up on Windows PCs because it's like a Windows media file or something.
Oh, man.
And then the next person would be like, "Oh, I'm gonna just put a picture of my car," and then you have this like 1280 by 1024 image come ripping down from your email server, and you're sitting there waiting for the damn thing to load in. Your email client crashes, and you know that kind of crap happens.
Yeah.
Next, we're all using HTML email after that.
Something like that. You know who else? Who else were we doing this week? We got some. You know, we got some good stuff this week. Yeah, Eric Bussink. He wrote us twice, right from Geneva, Switzerland. Once with the the great stuff, and once with just a regular email. And Citadel wrote us in this week, too. Says he's going to try and Skype in tonight. That'll be cool. We'll talk to him then.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. And then Barry Swan. And
maybe somebody from the British Isles?
Hmm?
Somebody from the British Isles?
Who?
I don't know. Who? Anybody. Lug Radio
thought
guy.
You knew something? I didn't
Matthew,
know.
Matthew Ravel. Are we allowed to play this music?
You know what? It was up for free download. The entire album was up for free download.
I know a lot of music that's up for free download. Doesn't mean we're allowed to play it.
Well, I'm going to assume if the guy put it up, the entire album in MP3 files on a nice HTML page for free download, that I can play it on a show, and I didn't see anything to indicate otherwise. So I'm going to play it, and you know, if we're not allowed to play it, then you know, I apologize, but I'm going to do it anyway, just because. Anyway, what else is going on?
What else is going on? Last night was the last episode of the Linux Show.
That's right.
You didn't listen, did you?
Yes, I did. I listened to...
You liar. Did you listen to the beginning?
Yes, I did.
Like, the guy had his phone hanging out the window while he was driving down the
house. Everybody's like, what's that noise? Yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, I broke down today after I got done with my work and decided I was going to listen to the last episode of the Linux Show. And you know what? The funny thing is, like, the whole way through the beginning is Jeff Gerhardt saying, oh, well, this is not the last. We're going to probably start up again in February. So, you know, be that as it may. And they're, you know, pushing donation boxes and links and stuff all over the place. I don't know.
I'll donate a Dynabolic disc.
Yeah,
free.
No.
You know what? I'll send,
I'm
going to
put
the
Dynabolic and I'm going to send another CD with Skype on it.
I don't think I could give the Skype CD because in that closed door, you can't really send you'd have to send a link. I'll email them the link. And they could do that. Send them a Radio Shack microphone that they can hook into their microphone jack on their computer.
No kidding.
But, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to... it's sad to see that they have to go like that through legal reasons difficulties.
If they go... Now, there was some illusion there about... I don't know what was going on, but I heard something about a divorce in there in the middle somewhere, pretty much while I was starting to fall asleep. And I don't know, did you listen to the whole show?
I know, I only got the first 20 minutes.
Good
there,
Lord, the show is 150 minutes, man.
Yeah, I saw it was like...
It was...
Like, long.
Huge.
Yeah,
you know,
I
got through an hour
it.
20 of it, and I was like, you know...
It's no, but that!
It's the same stuff, just going and going and going.
I downloaded it at work, like, around... 4:30. I'm like, oh, last night, I wonder if they have the archive. Because you go to their site now, and you can't get any show except last week. And I didn't know if last week meant last week or this show they had the other day. Because you never know. It's not labeled.
Right.
So I took a gamble, downloaded it.
And I did too, yeah.
Popped it in there, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
I downloaded it and downloaded it and downloaded it and downloaded it. Because it's so big, you know. It's, you know, 150-minute show. That's a big file. But,
sorry about that.
See, yeah, I listened to it, and I was expecting some bang-up, you know, whiz-bang, celebrity-filled party kind of thing going on. It was just another Linux show. And, like, I don't begrudge the guys for doing the Linux show and the way they do it. Like, I started listening to it, and when I first started listening to it a couple of years ago, I thought it was cooler than hell. And, you know, then it started getting a little on the drawn out side for me, and we decided to do something here, and they gave us a bunch of flack, as the word goes. And so it's not a love lost thing, but I do appreciate, you know, the things that they've been doing for the Linux community over the past however many years.
It's got a stinky finger. You want to smell?
No, it's all right. It's too bad that it had to go down that way and so fast. But, you know.
That way. Woo! But they're bouncing back just as fast, aren't they?
Pretty much. That's what I kept hearing stuff about. But what about when we start up in February? It's like a lug radio vacation, yeah. Right?
Maybe we should do
we'll just take off 3 months and come back.
Mozilla or Firefox versus the Linux show.
Yeah. Firefox versus the Linux show.
Well, now my stinky finger really stinks.
Quit scratching your butt, man.
I stayed up too late.
Butt scratcher.
You get that, like, that stink on you when you stay up too late for, like, too many nights in a row. You don't sleep right. Even though you shower, you still got that, like, that. You shuffle around and you're, like, it feels like you're half drunk all the time. And then you got that stink about you.
The Dan stink.
And then you're doing, like, cocaine in a in a truck stop with a shooting crap. I don't know. Bam. You know, and it's like...
These are the kinds of stories he tells his kids at night before they go to bed, right? And then the big bad hooker came.
And then that's the day...
But she didn't
stay
because I put bubblegum on my door.
Like, the last day that you could do that kind of crap before you're passing out is the day that you have, like, a crappy day where you go in for a meeting and you sit around all day twiddling your thumb.
Like today.
And you just want to, like, fall asleep, but you can't because your supervisors are around you. It wouldn't look good if you were passed out under the table.
Well, only if you had to ask them to move. Anyway, what good Linux stuff happened this week? I seem to recall... some stories about the MPAA suing the piss out of people and shutting down a bunch of BitTorrent sites. That, of course, is the Motion Picture Association of America.
I was wondering when they were going to get to those guys.
Going after sites like Supernova, which is now completely shut down, period.
Super gone.
Yep, super gonna. Which, you know, I really think that that's an incredibly sucky thing to do because... I mean, granted, like, if you looked on Supernova, they did have BitTorrent links to copyrighted materials, right? Here, work with me for a second, though. Here's the thing. I don't believe for a minute that either the Motion Picture Association of America or the RIAA loses any money over people doing file sharing. I just don't buy it. I don't see the economics in it. Because, you know, pretty much people who are going to buy the CD are going to buy it anyway. Like, there's a lot of things that, you know, I might have listened to something online and went and bought the CD because I thought it was cool. Help support the artist, you know. And people who aren't going to buy the CD aren't going to buy it no matter what you do, whether you give them the music to listen to or not. But that, you know, same thing goes for movies, you know what I mean? If they're going to buy it, they're going to buy it. If they're not going to buy it, they're not going to buy it. That's all there is to it. So you're really not losing any money one way or the other. And what they did do was they put a dent in a legitimate site's file sharing. You know, like, there was a legitimate service there. Like, I watched some shows that sometimes I couldn't get to record on time, and I would go looking for a BitTorrent of the TV show, right? And I download the TV show. And, you know, that's... I'll tell you what, man. If you miss your TV show, and you only watch... Like me, I watch two TV shows a week, right? If you miss your TV show, and you forgot to record it, it's the cat's ass if you can go out there and grab it up a BitTorrent so you can watch it. Now, you can't do that because... The Motion Picture Association of America is pissing with everybody's BitTorrent stuff, which sucks. So that pretty much is my opinion.
But you know, then there's going to be another technology that comes out, and they're always going to be playing.
Yeah, but I know you got to wait for the next one, and this one was working, and it just pisses me off. You know, if I miss my episode of Ghost Hunters or something like that, I want to freaking be able to get the damn thing.
Oh, wow, that's a bone there.
Yes, it is.
That's sweet. See, what needs to happen, I think, is we always say this, Creative Commons and everything else like that. If more people would start watching that kind of stuff and BitTorrenting that kind of stuff.
Sure. But it doesn't matter because every time someone opens up a file sharing technology, people start sending copyright materials, and then
right.
and then the guys come after them and shut them down, and then you know you have to wait for the next incarnation. It just sucks. Well,
it does suck, but I mean, I agree with you. I really don't think they're losing that much money on piracy.
I don't think they'd lose any.
Like they, I mean, particularly peer to peer piracy, because if you're not going to get it off of peer, if you're going to get it from a peer to peer network, first off, you're not going to buy it anyhow. And
right.
if they shut it down, you're still not going to buy it.
Right.
And you're just not going to watch it. You're going to find something else to steal. So they're not going to stop it. Like, if I want to watch a movie, I'm not going to go through the hassle of downloading it over to peer-to-peer network.
Right.
Because I don't want to watch it on my computer. I want to watch it on my TV.
Sure.
So I'll...
Watch it on your VCR. Watch it at the movies if you want to watch it at the movies.
I'll say, I want to see that movie, and then I'll go watch something else. Because I don't feel like going out to the video store.
Right.
Now, when they bundle the Netflix with the TiVo... or the DVR, and hook it up and allow it to hook up through my internet connection here, then I'll probably watch more movies.
Right.
But I don't feel like going out to the video store when I could do something else instead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think a lot of people feel that way. And those people who do, you know, those people who want to watch movies, majority of them, are getting it legitimately.
Sure. Sure, like me. I like to watch movies, and I, you know, I buy them. I go, I mean, you know. It cost me, if a good movie comes out every week, it costs me $15, you know?
Right. And then, you know...
Which is cheaper than taking my family to the...
Yeah. To movies, it's $15. It's like $15 for two tickets to the movies these days.
Right.
Or you can buy the movie.
Or you can buy the damn movie and watch it as many times as you want.
Or you can rent it for like $3 or $4.
And, not only that, can you buy it and watch it as many times as you want, but halfway through the movie, after you've had that giant 85-ounce soda... You can pause it to get up and piss. Now, that's the kicker right there.
You just go right there on the couch.
That's the kicker. No, that's what you do when you're in the movie theater. Yeah. You know, they give you the 85-ounce soda, and you just get up in the middle of the movie and just yank it out on the person in front of you. Excuse me, is that popcorn bucket empty?
Not anymore. Would you like a large soda to go with that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I don't think they're losing that much money.
I don't think they are. I don't think they're losing as much as they. Well, there's no way they're losing as much as they say or think they are.
Everybody's losing money. The entire entertainment industry is losing money because of peer-to-peer file sharing. Uh huh.
Right.
Because you know, 10 years ago when that technology didn't exist, all those people that were stealing it now, those same type of people. They weren't buying it anyhow.
But you know what the gist of it is that some record producer or some movie producer somewhere thinks that they're losing out on their fourth Bermuda vacation for the year. You know, so they're going to put the kibosh on that and hire some lawyers. Because we all know that we need to have multiple Bermuda vacations every year.
Do you listen to Off the Hook?
No.
I think it was on Off the Hook. They were talking about, I think it was in Washington, D.C., not Washington, Washington State. Comcast is previewing their new digital subscriber service, which uses an embedded version of Windows or Windows C or something like that. But they say, but they were hanking on it because now it allows them to target advertising a little better through the DVRs.
Oh yeah.
So they can you can download interesting content and play games like Blackjack or Tetris on your DVR or your TV, but you get new advertising revenue through there. And, you know, that's what ends up ruining this crap. That people buy this stuff to get away from the advertising.
Well, I heard that about TiVo.
Right.
The TiVo was, and this was a couple months ago, I guess, I heard that TiVo was downloading updates into the new generation TiVo boxes so that you can't skip the commercials or something like that.
I don't know about that.
Some kind of hack about skipping the commercials.
There is a hack. There was that you can like press a button to skip commercials, and that's
won't do that
you know
anymore,
I fast forward through the commercials. I don't want to skip the commercials necessarily because I'll watch the commercials as I'm fast forwarding through them. And if something catches my eye, if you make a good commercial and catches my eye, I'll watch it.
Sure.
You know, or if there's like an advertisement for a show coming up or something, I'll watch it.
Sure.
But most of those commercials, I don't pay attention to him.
Well, that's, you know, Adam Curry says that on the Daily Source Quote a lot, too. He says that podcasting is going to force advertisers to come up with better commercials because if they want us to listen to them, you know, they're going to have to come up with better commercials, something to entertain us. And I think the same is true, you know, if we can ever get the file sharing stuff or the electronic television stuff through the internet actually working good without the MPAA or MPAA, you know, coming with their pack of lines to get you. They're going to have to do the same. But they do the, you know, the same thing with like the Super Bowl. They come up with the commercials. And I know people who only watch the Super Bowl see the commercials.
Right. And if you have an entertaining commercial,
I don't mind watching it.
But, you know, they're talking about throwing ads and RSS feeds and stuff like that.
Right.
Stupid. It's not going to make me buy your product. Unless it's really entertaining. And still, I might not buy your product.
Right.
I just got a good laugh from your commercial.
Right.
Make a decent product, and then maybe I'll buy it.
Exactly. What Dan said. Damn it.
Make a decent product, and have some Eastern European guy sell it at the computer show at a discount price.
That's right.
And I still won't buy it because I hate going to those damn shows.
The computer shows.
You know, the last show wasn't too bad. I mean, what made it better is, you know, you guys were there.
Right.
A bunch of people from the Lug went. Which, you know, if I had to go by myself, I would have been cranky. Because I, you know what? Not to sound like a complete
you
dick.
You just see the paper like Daniel Washko beats up on some Russian guy for
not to sound like a
overpricing
dick, okay? But
computer case.
When I got to the show, you know, I was a little late as always. And you guys were already in there. I'm walking in to go to the show.
Like Dan is anytime,
and
ever on time.
There's this big, tall, skinny guy pushing his wife in a wheelchair.
Okay,
and I held the door open for him,
mm-hmm.
and that was fine. And I had to get in line behind them. And they sat there in line for like 3 minutes until they pulled the money out of her purse. And I'm thinking to myself, you're just sitting there in the wheel. You're not doing anything. You could have had the money out beforehand. What happened between the time you got out of your car and the time you got in there? You knew you got to pay.
Yep.
You knew you had to pay. Why couldn't you have your money out?
Yep.
And then I finally get up there and I pay. And then that dunce that stamps your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I walked up to her, I'm holding my hand out. She's like looking at it, like it's a sausage, you know? And she's like, I'm like, hey, and she didn't do anything. She's staring at me all gap jawed. So I'm like, okay, they're not going to stamp my hand. I don't know why, so I start to walk away.
Dan,
and then she's like, well,
Dan.
I got to stamp your hand. I'm like, why didn't you do that when I stuck it out the first time?
She was waiting for you to wag something else at her, Dan.
There wasn't a lot of people there this time.
No,
there wasn't a lot of vendors either.
It was really, really sparse this time. You know, which probably was a blessing in disguise because, you know, it's annoying occasionally when you go there and you're elbow to elbow with like 900. And you know what? Like, I remember back, you know, in the old days, you used to go to computer shows and Hamfest and stuff like that. And even the geeky, you know, uber geeky dudes that used to go to back with the Hamfest. That were sometimes smelly. You know? Sometimes, Smelly, we're not as bad as some of the people that come to these shows because it's everybody.
Right.
And they just, you know, they herd you in like cattle or something like that sometimes, so.
It's $6 to get in now. Yeah, $6 for a day. And I'm thinking to myself, do I buy a two-day pass?
Because
if the thing I buy today is messed up and I got to take it back, do I have to pay another $6 to it?
No, you don't. You go to a little booth thingy and they
curse them out. You say, I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler.
Give them a $5 retainer, and when you come back in 20 minutes, they give it back to you.
That's a... I don't know, man. That's... Oh, and you walk around here, and everything is windows, 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 windows,
yeah.
Windows, windows. And you'd think that that would be the perfect place to sell a Linux box. And it makes me wonder why we haven't, as a lug, done that yet. Ignoring the fact that you have to pay a considerable amount of money for a booth.
Right.
But the LVCG seems to be there every month, every 2 weeks or
something. Because you're a non-for-profit organization, they probably get super discounted or free booth space, but we ought to consider that.
Why don't they have a .org?
But you got a new computer there.
Yes, I did. I got a nice,
which
nice
is
system.
It's pretty too, man. You guys should see it.
It's
you'll
it's
have
running,
to take pictures.
It's running smoothly. It's running great. I had some
nice
problems
fast
though.
One.
I had some problems though. I did. You know, like 2 weeks ago, my motherboard went on my old computer, so I was running that P2.
Mm-hmm.
And it was acting kind of cranky. You know, it's slow. So you're buying this new computer. It was a AMD XP2700, which you know, messes you up. Because it's like, why don't they, when you buy the processor, an AMD 2700, you think it would be 2.7 gigahertz, right?
You would think so,
it's
yeah.
not. It's 2.2 gigahertz. Well,
right.
2.197. But they say it runs like a 2.7 gigahertz
right,
Pentium.
Runs comparatively.
Don't tell me how it runs compared. Tell me what the process is. So I'm setting it up, and I'm like, you know, the BIOS comes up, and it says, well, it's 2.167. I'm like, well, it says 2700.
Right.
Maybe I should adjust it up to 26. It's the closest I can get to. And I say to myself, I guess I need a BIOS upgrade. So I, you know... It comes back and it says the processor speed's incorrect. I set it back down. I said, I just need a BIOS upgrade. Go out and get the BIOS upgrade, throw it on there, and it still says 21. And I remember that the guy, you met Andy.
Yes.
Yeah, he was mm-hmm. there. He was like, yeah, well, it's not really 2.7 gigahertz. It's a 2.2.
Right.
So, you know, and that messes you up. So then I got the system going. It's running pretty fine. And I come home from work on Monday, and it's shut down. I'm like, why is it shut down? I must have had a power failure. Boot it back up. Everything's fine. Come back on Tuesday. It shut down again, and now it won't boot up. And I'm like, I take it down. I'm starting to tear it apart. I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? Finally, I disconnect all the hard drives. This thing starts up without a problem.
Right.
One of my hard drives died. And the wacky thing about it is, you know, it will not let the machine start, this hard drive.
Uh-huh.
I've put it in three machines, and it messes it up. It's really weird, because you press the power button, and you try to start this thing up, you'll see the processor fan just, like, move a little bit.
And then
you got to, like, disconnect it. You got to pull out the power cord. You got to hold the power button in until all the power's gone out of that computer.
Mm-hmm.
Plug it back in, and then it'll start up. It's really weird. Because it just did the same thing at work.
Yeah, your board is fried. Your IDE board on the
So, I mean, it really, that it destroys the system like that. You'd think, why would it mess up the whole system like that?
Yeah.
So, I got this new drive last night, a 160 gig drive. Because, you know, you go there to, like, Office Max or Staples, and you have a choice. You could buy the 80-gig drive for $89,
and
or you could buy...
for $110, it's 160 gig.
Well, there's a 160-gig drive for $159, right. Well, $139,
right.
But then it's like... or $129 it was, but then it's $30 instant rebate.
Right.
And it's like, brings it down to $99, so you'd be stupid to buy half the you know, size. So right. Get the thing, get it home finally. It was a wife's birthday last night, so we had to do the birthday stuff and had mm-hmm. a good time. And I get in really late, and I'm like, well, I'll just take it to work today. But let me just throw the stuff in there and make sure it'll boot up. Uh-huh. Damn thing wouldn't, you know, it'd boot up, but it would give me this error, like a kernel dump, a panic in Windows, starting the Slackware. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Turns out I can't have that drive, which is a DMA 133 megahertz bus,
right.
Whatever it's called, on with my old 20 gig drive. for some reason, I can't have those two drives on there together on the same IDE cable.
Different bus
and
rate.
It just messes the whole thing up. So I had to slave it, you know, and I copied some of my data over. But, you know, it's a hard lesson to learn. Should have done backups. Because everything I lost was like...
And how many times have I told you, Dan, to do your
and
damn backups?
It's like I say to myself, I'll do the backups, but I really need to rename all these image files first. And it's been 2 years, and finally the drive's dead.
It killed me. Because this is right after, like, my whole purpose for starting this, and I started this whole, like, we ought to all go to the computer show thing, because... I've been freaking out about not doing my backups. So I was going to go look for an external hard drive to do my backups on. Because I usually round robin them around, but I don't have space now. So I needed an external backup drive, and I was going to go there and look for one. I didn't even find one there, by the way. There were a lot of, like, the Korean guys there were trying to rip me off. They wanted, for a 120 gig drive, they wanted like $150 or something like that. Anyway, turns out that I've been looking previously at a 120 gig drive. It's a Seagate external 120 gig drive.
USB?
USB 1.1 and 2.0.
Is it FireWire too? Or?
No. Okay. USB 1.1 and 2.0. 120 gig drive Seagate for $150. So, I went to Walmart and got it because, you know, there's a no-hassle return policy and... I don't have to deal with any of that kind of crap and sending it back, you know, 14 cities over or anything. I just go back to Walmart and return it if it's broken. Plus, it's Seagate, right? Name brand. The ones that they had at the computer show were, you know, some off-brand case, and then they were going to stick some, you know, cheap old drive in it. But anyway, the ironic part about the whole thing is we went to the computer show because I was looking for a backup drive and... Dan's computer shits back. Dan's backups.
I remember talking to you. You were like, "You're doing your backups, man." You were talking to me right when I called you. You're like, "How's your new system?" "Oh, it's running pretty good." You're like, "Hey, I'm doing my backups.
Yeah, I'm doing my backups.
Been going for 6 hours. Taking a long time, but I'm you doing your backups?"
Sure.
What do I need to back up for? 2 days later.
I don't need to back nothing up.
Should have backed up.
Maybe it'll bite you in the ass every time.
I'll pull the board off of this and see if I can stick another one on there.
Find another. Do you have any identical drive? What'd you do? Snag that from old drive from work or something?
No, this is a. This was one of the developmental drives from a certain venture that we were involved in.
Oh.
Yeah,
well, if you can find another drive just like that.
I have another one somewhere.
Yeah, then you just swap the boards and then try plugging it back in. You might get it to work long enough for you to get your files off.
I hope so.
That's that thing to do. Anyway, listen, yesterday, I decided that it would be a really cool thing for me, since it's getting a little bit late, be a really cool thing for me to make a Christmas salute, I guess, for the tech show. So I came up with the 12 days of tech show Christmas that I would like to play for y'all. And I actually sent this to Dan last night. He didn't even listen to the damn thing. I wanted
Dude,
him to finish it.
I didn't have
it.
A system until
I got so sick last night, man. I got a headache.
Morning.
I was throwing up. And I sent it to Dan to finish, and he was just dicking around again, you know. So, anyway. I'll play it for you because, you know, I'm not like that.
Waiting.
Like Dan. Well, I have to get ready with this music here and stop this music. Because I can't only have one sound channel on here. So. All right, anyway, here it is. Let me know what you think. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Lincoln, and I'd like to return the wish for all the Lug Radio fellows to have a very happy Christmas.
You know what? That was the wrong one, and you already heard that, but here it is anyway.
On the first day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me a Linux distro on a CD. On the second day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me two Skype phone calls and a Linux distro on a CD. On the third day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me three geeks a chatting, two Skype phone calls and a Linux distro on a CD. On the fourth day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me four blogs of blogging, three geeks of chatting, two Skype phone calls, and a Linux distro on a CD. On the fifth day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me Dan Fargie.
Aw, that's not nice.
Four blogs of blogging, three geeks of chatting, two Skype phone calls, and a Linux distro on a CD.
Oh,
On the sixth day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me six computers running down 4G. Four blocks of running, 3 gigs of chatting, 2 Skype phone calls, and a Linux distro on a CD. On the seventh day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me 7 bits of playing, 6 computers running, Dan farting. 4 blocks of running, 3 geeks of chatting, 2 Skype phone calls, and a Linux distro on a CD.
Wow, this is getting long. How about we move along to the money verse?
Day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me 12 podcast casting, 11 Slackware updates, 10 fingers typing, 9 files compiling, 8 CDs burning, 7 bits of playing, 6 computers running, ooh, Dan is farting, 4 blogs of blogging, 3 geeks of chatting, 2 Skype phone calls, and a Linux distro.
And there you have it.
That was really good.
The tech show days of Christmas.
My hat's off to you. That was really good. Impressive.
I was going to say that I was bored and I did it, but I wasn't really bored. I just wanted to do it. Something entertaining.
That was very entertaining.
And there it is. But you know what?
You're going to tell
us. The amount of work involved in pulling some stupid little thing like that off is just enormous.
It is, isn't it?
Holy crap. But it was fun anyway. So,
would you use Resound?
I used Resound, man. Resound is the stuff. It's stuff. The stuff that good good broadcaster makes.
The sizzle.
Stuff. The I'm going to slap you.
The shizzle.
Oh, wait, guys. While we're playing music and stuff like that real quick, you want to listen to one of the... one of the songs from that Singular Christmas I was telling you about?
I thought we'd been listening to the song.
No. We were listening to Tijuana Christmas, you know, with the brass and the little Mexican thing.
Is that singular as in Singular?
No, it's Singular. Singular Christmas.
Singular.
This is the one that I was telling you about where the guy set his computer up to analyze all these Christmas songs, and then he generated like 16 computer songs, and they sound like horror movie themes.
Give her a Singular Christmas she'll never forget.
Let me play you one real quick, and you can see what, you know, the general gist of what these sounds sound like. This is Summer's Farmer Gray is the name of this song.
It sounds like I'm had a little too much to eat at the popcorn, at the carnival there. Yeah,
pretty much. And it's, believe it or not, this is a minute 6 seconds long, this particular song. You skip to another one just because, you know, you get sick if you listen to that for too long. This is City Sidewalk Steadfast Climb. Again, these links are in the IRC chat. This is really interesting stuff to listen to, but I really think this reminds me more of like a horror movie, you know? There was another one, Bright Reindeer Cat.
This just reminds me of when I'm staying up too late and it's time to turn the TV off.
This is a good, the sound of a good drunk coming on you right here. This sounds like horror movie music. And this would be great, you know, and we have to, next time we do one of those, one of those bits where we need some horror movie music. This is called Bright Reindeer Cap. But anyway, I digress. This again is Singular Christmas, and I think we're just gonna can that right now. Go back to the Tijuana Christmas stuff, there, boys and girls, because we want to keep the mood light and airy.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Before we start taking phone calls.
Yeah.
We've got an issue about next week's show. I might not be here.
That would be an issue.
Well, we can move it to another day. But I will be out of town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I thought it was only going to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Maybe we should put this up to our listeners.
Our crappy listeners. Our wonderful listeners. You know, if we could find an afternoon to do a show.
Right.
Since, are you off next week?
No.
Well, we can do an afternoon show then, since you won't be off. We could, like, maybe get callers from other countries in, too.
Yeah, if we could get it early enough, yeah.
Like over in Europe?
Europe.
Or Africa.
Hey, good night, Judlin. He says good night. He's going to bed. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, Judlin.
Yeah, let's put that question up to our current listeners who are on the IRC chat. What should we do? Should we, pre-record a show? I don't know how. I don't know when. Should we
Thursday? We don't pre-record a show because it doesn't matter if we pre-record a show because we do it live anyhow,
well,
even if it's pre-recorded.
Yeah.
And it's not pre-recorded because we just stream it from the day we pre-recorded it.
I'm thinking that we just do it on Thursday or something. Maybe that'd be a better idea. I don't know. Nobody else seems to be responding.
So. They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care anymore.
We'll figure something out, and y'all will just have to check out the Tech Show blog to find out what it is.
Yeah, and I should post on it more than 2 hours before the show.
Yeah.
Instead What's
of
going
like,
on?
I'm looking on the Tech Show blog trying to find out when the show is going to start, Dan. I'm one of the hosts.
Not only did I change I put it in a blog, but I did change it on the website, too.
Oh, go to
that. It says it's starting at 8:30 Eastern.
That's good.
I figure, we'll see
what
happens.
That's good. We finally got a response. Init to Null says, I vote for Thursday.
We'll do it Friday now.
There's no one to override him, so I'm thinking that's probably what we'll have to do. Anyway, check the Tech Show's weblog.
Should we start taking Skype calls?
I think we should take some calls.
If you're out there listening.
And then we should try and get out of here maybe a little early, because I gotta be early.
Why didn't you use my existing account?
I gotta be in wicked early tomorrow to do my thing. You know what I mean? Go to do some work. I'm going to be the only dude there tomorrow in the IT department.
Yeah, not me.
There you go. My wife says we should ring in the new year with a Tech Show.
Yeah, why not?
We could all get smashingly as the Brits.
Why did I just burp? We were told not to do that.
As the Brits over at Lug Radio would tell you, we could all just sit around and get pissed. Right? We could all just sit around and get pissed. Your account. Are you starting this the Skype call? Is everybody ready to call in? I hope you guys are ready to call in, because we're going to be taking callers.
The only person that's on is Pat. No, we didn't just try and call you because we just signed on. So we didn't try and call you. Yeah,
You're supposed to have, like, Exodix is supposed to call, and who else? Citadel is supposed to call us. And all kinds of people. So they should do that right along, I believe. Citadel, Skype calling now.
Waiting. We'll answer your questions. Call now. The Skype phones are open.
Yeah, Exodix calling, man.
Ring-a-ring-a-ring-a-ring. We should just randomly call somebody out there in the world. If nobody's
here. But how do you... Wouldn't that be funny? Hey, this is the Linux Link Tech Show.
You're on the Linux Link Tech Show. What are you doing?
If you can answer this question, we'll give you nothing. Oh, there we go. We have a caller. It appears to be Citadel.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, it's Andy. Hold on, Andy. I got Citadel on hold. Let's get back to... Hold on a second, Andy.
All right.
Hello? Hello?
It just ain't cutting it there, Citadel. We're trying to get him. He's having some technical difficulties, I guess. Because all we're hearing is bleep, bleep, walk.
Are you in there, Andy? Are you in there?
Hello? This just isn't working out as good as it has been, you know? I think it's just the callers. That's what it is.
How do you Is there a way to conference somebody in when they're on hold?
It looks like you got them all conferenced in, right?
No, I got Andy's still on hold.
Yeah, but Citadel's finished, so why don't you just... Andy's in there. Are you there, Andrew?
Andy!
No, no, he's finished, man.
Oh, I just knocked him off.
You whacked him.
Here we go.
Right, we're
ooh,
calling
listen to
Citadel
that. What's
now.
That? Oh,
and
he's calling
Andrew's
me.
Ringing
it's confusion, man.
Hello?
Confusion. Andy,
how you doing?
I don't know. I tried to conference you in, and it just it wouldn't take you off a hold.
Oh, do you want me to conference me?
We were trying to, but it didn't work.
We did, but we dropped you, so.
Oh, well, all right. Do you want me to wait?
No, man.
She, the first
you're
person
on.
We got on, the first person we got on, so.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the conference people. All right.
Yeah, so.
Did you hear about the news, the Microsoft settlement for the end-user license agreements in California?
No.
They have to now print on their boxes and in all the stores and stuff like CompUSA and such have their end-user license agreements visible so that, you know, you have a problem where if you buy software, you open the box and then you avoid your the thing with the store where you can't return it then. So now they have to visibly show the end-user license agreement that in case you...
Yeah, but how would you know that you have a problem with the software until after you open it up and install it?
What's that?
How would you know you have a problem with the software until after you open it up and install it?
Yeah, exactly. That was the problem with this lawsuit that finally got settled. So now all the companies that agreed to it now have to do that. They have to have it out on, somewhere available in the store.
See, and I know they used to pull that crap where, like, you violated the, or you couldn't, you violated the, what was it? They had the EULA inside the package where you couldn't
right,
see
and
it.
And if you opened it
and
up.
And if you opened it up, you couldn't return it or something. Right. Like you were violating the EULA if you returned it or resold it or some crap like that.
Which, you know, I can understand why they wouldn't let you return it, because you could take it home and burn it. But, you know, it's kind of understandable.
Yeah, but if you don't put
the
EULA
side,
on the outside of the package where you can see it, you know.
Right. But, come on. That's like, you know, same thing with movies. You open them up.
Right,
you got to
right.
come back and exchange it for the same thing.
Exactly.
Everybody knows if you're buying Windows software, you're just renting it.
Sure.
And you have no rights.
You're screwed the second you get it. Pretty much.
Right?
If you use
right,
it, it's
Andy?
Even worse.
Exactly. That's what they're going for in the future. Just rent it monthly.
Right.
Rent it monthly, yeah.
And people will pay for that, too.
Yep.
Somewhere about that in the future, like get a Longhorn.
Right. Yeah. I
it'll be everybody will have an appliance, you know, it'll be an internet appliance, and it'll be an internet operating system. You log on and run Windows from the Windows website or something like you hook to their server or some crap.
Everybody will have like Gigaband, InfiniBand.
Yep.
Okay. Oh!
Oh, here we go. Citadel's trying to call us in again.
He's like, I'm not going to stand for that. Where is it?
He's right there.
Hold on a second, Andy.
Hello? 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 I don't
Hello?
Know if it's working.
Anybody there? Citadel, you there?
No, I don't think so.
Andy, you there?
No, he says he's on hold, man.
But when you... I gotta read it. I feel like Alan this week.
There's Patrick. Patrick can talk to us. Only if you answer the phone.
Dude, it's just ringing. It won't let me answer the call.
Run your tabs over until you see Patrick's tab.
That's it. I tried to conference him in. Hello?
No, it's the Citadel's fan. You know, Dan's having a real hard time with this.
I got to stop with the conference.
Yeah,
I
no more conference
Pat.
Calls. Hey, Pat.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I've been doing some DVD ripping and burning in Linux.
Turn your microphone up, buddy.
Hold on a sec.
Fire that sucker up, man.
How about now?
That's better.
That's a little better, yep. Because we got, I got the mixer turned all the way up on everybody's return mic and your little.
Yeah, I finally got ripping and burning the DVD and Linux going.
In Linux only.
Yeah. I got two different ways of doing it.
Cool, because I know you were talking about before you had to use, were you using DVD shrink or something under Wine, was it?
Yeah, that's one way of doing it. What you need to do is use DVD backup to rip the video,
uh-huh.
and then run DVD shrink with Wine to uh-huh. re-encode it, and that works. That works pretty good. You can create a nice.
Now,
image.
isn't there a way to do it? Like you make when you back the DVD up, you back it up to bin and queue files.
No, I didn't do.
You know
that
what
way.
I'm talking about with that? I think there's.
I know what you're talking about. There's like VOP ripping where you can.
I
just
can't remember
VOP
what the hell it's called, but I know that I burnt stuff off that way where it's. Well, maybe that was VCDs where it pulls it off yep. to bin and queue files, and then I have to use. I can't even remember the program I used to put it back on.
The other one that I tried was LXDVD rip, and that's pretty good. It does the ripping,
uh-huh.
does the re-encoding, and it does the burning all in one shot. Now, it had problems with one of the DVDs that I tried, but for the two that I tried first off, it worked pretty good. No problem, but it was pretty quick.
So, and the then this does the whole thing, right? You can do
the whole shebang, one shot. It's all command line, though.
Yeah.
But that's okay, though. It works.
What do you mean it's okay? It's awesome. Command line is better.
But the other only limitation with it is that it only takes the first movie, and it only rips the audio for your primary setup. So if you have English as your primary, that's what it pulls off.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't pull off any of the captions either. So DVD shrink, that's a little more flexible because you can pick and choose what you want to rip. If you want, like, the secondary audio tracks, you can pull that off.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, both ways work. So
there isn't happy. Some way that you can just, like, duplicate the entire CD, you know?
Yeah, well, DVD backup will pull the whole content of the DVD to your hard drive.
Right.
The only thing is, it's humongous. You know, commercial DVDs are dual layer. They're, like, you know, not 9.4 gig. Which
right, and that means you got to have a dual layer writer. Right.
So you got to just, what you like to do is just rip the movie uh-huh. and then re-encode it so it fits on a single layer. And you could do that with a DVD,
right.
DVD shrink through Wine or doing LXDVD rip. They both work.
Right. Cool.
So I'm going to jump off and let you guys get to somebody else. But Merry Christmas, okay?
Awesome.
Yeah,
thank
Christmas
you.
You.
Merry
too.
Christmas to you too, Pat.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And now Andy's back.
Andy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Andy. Sounds like he's driving down the road. Hello?
Andy.
Yeah, what?
Get the phone out of your ass.
I already explained about this thing, all right?
Yo.
I'll make up with it for Christmas tomorrow.
You what?
I'll make up for it with Christmas tomorrow.
Hold on a second, Andy.
Present something, something. Who's calling?
Citadel and.
Well, he's just gonna ring forever unless you.
There we go.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Andrew.
It's Andrew again.
How do we get Andrew when I told it to. Oh. See, that's the crazy thing. Why don't I. He's busy. Why don't I initiate a conference call? Why won't it let me initiate?
I have no idea, man.
Someone in the chat said you can't do it in Linux.
You can't host one.
You can't host one. Ah, that makes sense.
You can't host a conference. Well, that would make sense, yeah.
Under Linux Beta, right.
No, we did that last time.
Yeah,
we did it on the last show.
No, that was
because we didn't call them. They called
us. Matthew Bischoff hosted it.
No, he did not. They all called us. We didn't host it and initiate the calls. That's what it was. They called us.
You can't host conference calls on Linux, which would make sense. So I want Citadel. I want to talk to Citadel. So, Andy, you're coming into work tomorrow, right, Andy?
Yeah.
To make sure tomorrow. Have you seen the new images on Cerebus?
No.
You haven't. Well, you got to check those out. It's a new Soviet socialist state over there.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Did you put that up?
I was in meetings all day. I was in a meeting all day. But that was Phil who did that. And I don't know what they did it with, but it looks pretty cool. So,
okay.
I will see you tomorrow. We're going to get somebody else on, Andy. Thank you.
Yep.
See you, Andy.
Die. Now, let's look at my... Let's see if we can...
Why don't you call Citadel?
All right. I'm going to call Citadel. I'm waiting.
He's not online now.
He left.
Oh, Citadel is booting Nopix. He says, be right back.
Okay.
On the IRC chat, so...
Wait, if he's not online, how come it says he is?
I don't know. It says, okay, be right back. Citadel boots in office. Maybe he's booting it on another computer. You know? So he can call us up or something.
Who else do we know?
Well, we know lots of people, but I don't think any of them are on the... You know, that's what it is. We really need to know. Like, if you want us to call you or something during the show, we got to know your Skype username, right? So we can get at you.
Oh, do you want to run it under wine?
No, I don't want to run it under wine.
Whoa! Waiting.
We didn't drop Exodix, did we? Yeah,
Yeah, I knocked him off. I said we're going to go over to
Citadel.
Oh, that's
right. You dumped him. You bad man.
We can call him back up. Oh, you know what?
Man. Well, wait. Actually, well, Citadel might, you know, give us a call back.
What I need to do
together.
Is, can I?
We're missing the Christmas music in the background. I should want.
I need to make sure all these contacts
Jolly
are in.
Nicholas, babe. See, yeah, it's got a nice little background music going in there. What are you doing?
Picking my ear.
All right.
Scratching.
As long as that's what you're doing.
Somebody.
Hey,
anybody.
Listen, you remember I said.
All right.
Yeah, you remember I mentioned I had another one from the guy in Switzerland. I had another promo from the guy in Switzerland. He did it in French. En français. He sent us. Which might actually
vous
be
êtes en train d'écouter de Linux Link Tech Show.
One more time.
Vous êtes en train d'écouter de Linux Link Tech Show. Vous êtes en train d'écouter de Linux Link Tech Show.
Anybody ever? Anybody speak French? Says he listens to the Linux Link Tech Show. Yeah, which is cool. Well, you know, we're starting to unmask some of these, and it's pretty cool. I like them. I like them. But anyway, I digress.
Let's see if Adam Curry's online.
See if Adam Curry's online. I doubt it.
I don't know. It says connecting. I don't know if he's online.
No, well, was his little arrow green on the list?
I just did a search. I didn't see it. Oh, now what the heck? I'm not going to come all the way down to the bottom of the screen. User not online. I didn't think he was online.
Yes,
it was worth a shot. We tried.
He's done. And now, for those of you who don't know, this is just brought up in the IRC chat, that I did a GUI version of Bash Potter. Have you seen it yet?
No, which is GUI version?
Danielson.
Oh, I saw you talking about it. I didn't know if you actually put it out yet.
Yeah. It's out. It's going. It's running. It's doing the thing. And no one has given me any feedback on it yet, and it's because I don't think anybody's used it yet. I don't know. But, you know, what are you going to do?
We have one contact, Patrick, still online.
Patrick is. Leon asked if I got his reply, to which I reply, what reply? Perhaps this would be an advantageous time for me to check my Gmail.
You guys suck. All you did was make phone calls. Nobody cares about stinking phone calls. Stupid stinking.
Hey, I just got Leon's reply. And Leon's, like, on the air, too, while I'm reading this.
Is Matthew Bischoff on?
Ooh, he's doing all kinds of nifty stuff. How can I still be
on? Well, look at that. Matthew Bischoff is online. Should we call him?
Is he really? Yeah. We should harass him.
We're coming for you. We're coming for you. Answer the phone, damn it.
Hello?
How you doing, Matt?
Good, how are you?
How are things going?
Perfect.
Of course, you know this is us at the Linux Link Tech Show. This is us.
We're calling to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you as well.
Well, you have a good one, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
See you, Matt.
By the way, no one has left a text file on my C drive yet.
We've got to do that.
Thank you, man.
One of these days, it's going to happen, man.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hey.
Now what?
That was interesting. I was just seeing if I left the stream up, if Skype would even try calling, which it got halfway through and crashed if I did.
What?
Are you on a dial-up connection, man?
No. It does seem to lag, though.
It does indeed.
Yeah.
You got bubble talk on kind of like that, sort of. Hey, that's
what
pretty
am I
cool.
The only my contact for the night?
No, you're the
we
only one that keeps calling while we're
yeah.
trying to talk to somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, did I step over some toes? Should I get off that?
Every time. It's all right, man.
All right, you can kick me off if you want.
Let's see if Eric Rice is on.
Online. You see if Eric Rice is on?
No, he's not online.
Nobody's.
Nobody's online.
Nobody's online.
I went to find somebody online. Andrew's online. Hey, Andrew, how you doing today?
I thought we went over this already.
We're readdressing certain issues here.
Yeah.
Who else do we know? John O'Bacon. But I don't think that's his Skype account name.
I think it is.
Well, nothing's coming back.
I think it is.
Hey, Andy, who do you know that we can call?
Not many. Not on Skype, at least.
You got no friends.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm with you.
And your mom addresses you funny. Yeah, people have already NMAP. I think we all did that the first time he published his IP address. Yeah, well, I would think, John was in bed.
I would imagine so. It's like, 5 o'clock in the morning there or something? 3, 4 o'clock in the morning?
Something Matthew like Bischoff wasn't in bed. He was on.
Well, it's because Matt is in New Jersey.
Yep.
And he should be, he should be checking his stuff out. Who we got now? Citadel, ring him back.
All right, we're going to take Citadel's call, man. We'll talk to you in a little bit, Andy. All right?
All right.
Hey, Citadel, how you doing?
Yo, what's up?
That's the best. It took like 15 tries, and now it's the best call of the night. You can hear so clearly.
All right.
I got all my levels on my sound card cranked.
Fantastic. Oh, awesome. Sound very good this time.
Where are you calling from, Citadel?
I'm from Wisconsin.
That's right. You called last week.
He's the cheese guy, remember?
From Wisconsin.
We picked
that's
on him
right.
about being... What state did we pick on you for being in? I forget.
I'm really from Minnesota.
That's what it
is. Yeah, that's right. I thought he was from Wisconsin.
No, we call him Wisconsin cheese guy, and he's really from Minnesota. We picked out him.
Where are you guys from again?
Pennsylvania.
Delaware.
Oh.
No, Pennsylvania.
East Coast people.
Yes. Yep.
Pennsylvania.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Eastern Pennsylvania. Where the hot chicks are.
Where the hot chicks are. What a lie that is.
Catasauqua is where the hot chicks are. They all look the same. Like
they all look the same.
Yeah, they all look like they're like they're all like married brothers and sisters married
robots.
Together and had kids and they got the beady eyed look.
It's freezing up here.
I bet it is.
Is it snowing for you guys or is it just like rock
cold? It's supposed
cold?
To snow this weekend.
So you're in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, that's even better. So what's the chances of you, like, stopping by on some Wednesday night and grabbing Jesse and having Jesse come and do some stuff with us?
That's cool. Where's Jesse at?
Jesse the Body Ventura, man.
Oh, that's it.
Get the bod dude, going on not, over there.
He's not our gunner anymore, dude.
Well, that makes it even easier to get a hold of him then, right?
All right, on. Yeah, we'll get him on the Linux Link Tech Show next time.
Get him on. We'll put him on the tech show. We'll ask him some old WWF questions.
Dude, I bet you we could call him right now. Let's do a Google search for him, man. Hold on. I'll, like, three-party his ass in here.
I've got a question for you, Citadel.
Yeah,
Over here, we have certain jewelry stores that over the Christmas holiday say if you come in and buy a diamond now and if it snows on Christmas like 6 inches, you get that diamond for free. Do they do that kind of stuff in Minnesota?
No. I've never heard anything like that.
It's because it's already snowed 6 foot by the time.
I didn't think, I was just wondering. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, you get it for free.
Yeah, right.
If there's no snow on Christmas.
No.
It had to be something like that.
If the cheese isn't frozen.
Oh, man.
Alrighty.
So what are you up to these days?
Well, I'm searching for Jesse Ventura right now.
you're probably not going to have a lot of luck.
Jeez, I've been spending like the last half hour just trying to get this dang Skype working here.
Well, it sounds good. Now, you're running on a really low-end machine, too, right?
Oh, well, the first time, yeah, that... It didn't work on my laptop, man. It's just, it didn't have enough horsepower to, you know, with the sound.
Yeah, well, it's got to encode that stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's why it was all choppy.
Choppy nothing. Shit, we couldn't even hear you. It was, there was no chop to it.
Yeah, that's cool. But, now I'm running on some, I don't know, much faster machine right now. Just booted up Nopix and downloaded the Skype binary.
Ah, well, you're sounding good now, as far as I can tell anybody. No one is, not that I'm looking at the IRC chat, but I don't believe anybody has complained about you.
No, when he leaves, then they all
fun
complain.
Anyway, this is kind of like the little sideshow at the end of your tech show, man. You get a whole bunch of people trying to call in and, you know, bullshit.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what it's for. We need, this is our, like, our audience appreciation time. You know,
definitely. And this is promoting Skype too, man.
Yeah, it's you. The Skype is awesome. You know.
Yeah, everybody should try this.
If you can, you know, and this is the best thing. Like, you're calling in from Minnesota, man. It's not costing any of us a damn cent,
right.
And it sounds, you know, in some cases, it sounds better than it does when you use it a regular landline phone.
Yeah, I bought one of those soft phones, and I want to get into playing with like a VoIP connection. I want to get an Asterix box set up and like try to get that free world dial up stuff. I've heard a lot of cool things with that.
Don't you have to? I thought you had to have like hardware to do Asterix.
Yeah, well, I got machines laying around here.
No. I mean, like you have to have special telephony cards.
Not that I know of. Like, the phone is the most special part. I got that for like $75, and it's a special soft phone, and then it has an Ethernet jack in the back, and then you plug it in, and then you actually IP into the phone.
It just IPs in?
That's why they call it voice over IP.
Well, yeah, I use a lot of voice over IP at work.
Oh, really?
But
what
I was
kind
under
of
the...
You got?
We have, I don't even remember. Right now, some
the ones that I got Budgetone. That's the name of it. It's some.
No, these new. Start with an A, and they're some nasty, stanky, proprietary phones.
Yeah, well, you know, they'll get better as soon as, you know, they get more popular and whatever.
Yeah, well, I hope the phones get better. These ones, they work really, really well, because I run voice over IP for 35 stations.
Really?
From direct on a T1 from my facility in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, to Texas.
Cool.
And then from Texas, it's bridged over to actual 800 lines through AT&T.
Do your phones, like, ever crash or anything?
Yes, they do.
I remember a friend of mine, he got some Cisco phones, and all you'd have to do is pound that into it, and the damn thing would just die sometimes.
Now, these are pretty solid until traffic gets real high. Every now and then, traffic will get real high, and the switch will go down for, you know, 10, 15 seconds. And, you know, then all communications cease, kind of deal.
Right.
How much do they run
it
you?
It says... you were unable to find the person you requested on switchboard.com. So
oh, man.
Ventura isn't listed, dude. I don't know where his number is, man.
He's hiding from us. He knew we were looking.
How much did you pay for those Cisco phones?
For our phones?
Yeah.
They're $600 a piece.
$600. Cisco wanted to throw a phone solution in our district. And if you're...
I know, wait, four. They were 600. They're four now, so...
Only four, huh?
Yeah.
You can get a telephone for like $9.95.
These are multi-line phones,
right.
You know, and stuff like that. So it's some pretty, you know, and people at work wonder why I get so pissed off when they dump their soda on a phone or something. You know, like the phone costs like more than they do in some cases.
It's a phone, man. Go out to Radio Shack and buy another one.
Yeah, it's just a phone. Like they're trying to plug the IP phones into the phone jack. You know,
yeah.
They have regular standard. POTS jacks. I'm trying to plug them in there. I don't understand why it doesn't work. And then wonder why I get all pissed off. That's another work ranting story altogether, though.
Here's a question for you on the chat there, Citadel. What service did you say you were going to use with the asterisk?
Oh, I don't know a whole lot about it. I was going to try to use some of the free services. I heard you could get an account with Free World Dial-Up and somehow just, you know, it's kind of the roundabout way of doing it, but... I don't know. I mean, if I have to get an account, you know, I will. I'll spend $10 a month just to try it out with some service.
And it, now, is this using like a standard SIP protocol? You could call Skype with it or something?
Yeah.
I know. Skype is proprietary, isn't it?
They're all like.
It's not
well,
a. It's
I,
not
I just
a SIP
heard
protocol.
Somewhere that they were releasing the API. I thought so. Then we could, you know, hack on it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
There.
Awesome.
I pasted the link. The Grand Stream Budgetone phone is what I got.
Yeah.
It's like the cheapest phone you can get. So, if people
that's that $100 IP phone, right?
Yeah.
The one that, like, if I hooked it up in my past my firewall and ran a port through, like, I could dial you by your IP address.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, I was looking at those too, but I figured, you know, like, they're only really good if, like you said, if you have a service that you can connect to.
Right.
Or if there's a bunch of you and your buddies that have those phones.
No, yeah,
that
you
could
dial.
You want
to get something where you can connect to a landline. You want to get something where you can, like, bounce it through your cell phone connection.
But you got to have a service to do that, though, man.
You want to do some, there's all kinds of cool things you can do.
But if you just bought the phone yourself and stuck it on your network, you got to forward a couple ports through, and then you can dial people by IP address, as long as they have that. As long as they have a phone that supports the same protocol, basically.
Right. Well, I would want to do
Which
more
is,
than that. I mean, I can just do that with Skype, that you know. And you, I don't know why you would want to pay $100 if you're just gonna.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. But however, you can also hook that phone up to. I don't know. I didn't look at this model, but is this the one that's the actual phone or is it just the device?
No, it's the phone.
Okay,
it's
like
a phone.
There's another one that's a. It's just a black box that you can buy. And this black box, you plug one end of the black box into your Ethernet cable. You plug the other end of the black box into a standard, you know, a standard POTS line telephone.
Okay.
And it does the translation between.
Is it a built-in router, maybe? Some kind of a VoIP? I'm, like, looking at something.
It's sort of like that. It's a little bit cheaper. It's like $50, $60 or something like that. But it's just a, and you can carry it with you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just a little wallet-sized black box that does SIP translation between a POTS line, a regular POTS line phone, and and your IP. And you can kind of take that with you as you go along. And that was kind of something I was looking at, too. But, like I said, I don't know anybody. And unless I got on one of these free services, you have to get really a pay service in order to be able to call landlines with it. So unless I was going to do that, or I knew a whole bunch of people, or some of my friends that live far away that had IP phones.
Have you heard about some of the hacks where people are taking their cell phones and then they're getting, you know how you get like the in the team, if you call somebody that's on your network, like I got T-Mobile, if I call somebody else that's T-Mobile, it's a free call, it doesn't take any of my minutes.
Right.
And like if I set my phone to forward to like this local number, then you can do some weird tricks where you have your VoIP phone and then you got that number like forwarded to your cell phone, and I forget exactly what the details were, but you could do some tricks where your cell phone would be like going over the VoIP connection and shit like that. You have like some kind of a ring back deal where you have you call your house, and then you could call out with your VoIP phone.
Cool.
And I haven't done it, so I'm just kind of talking out of my ass right now. But I mean, I've heard people, you know, it's possible. It's all in the works. I mean, the code's there. That's what's cool about Linux is it's all possible. You just got to sit down and try to get the shit going.
Yeah. 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 I'll tell you what, man. Make sure that you keep us abreast of your project. When you get that asterisk server going and stuff like that.
Oh, well, that's kind of on the back end right now. I got, like, I was just talking to Patrick on IRC, and I'm trying to get a Hoppage PVR 350 working on Gentoo, and that's really it's being a real pisser right
on
now.
On Gentoo, jeez.
Yeah. Well, see, I figured, you know, that's the latest, and I read some guides. I was just searching for guides so I could just follow what other people were doing, and I'm still having problems with the drivers.
I'll tell you what the other people are doing on Gentoo. They're still compiling. Now, next year when you check back, they're still going to be compiling.
Well, yeah.
And after that, they're going to be compiling some more.
What kernel are you running?
That's what Slackware is, though, man. You grab the source, and then you compile it, and that's what I like.
Yeah,
about
but the base operating system is at least there. You know, Gentoo was like 5 days for me to get, you know, an operating system without X.
Well,
of course, this was on a Macintosh, but still.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
What kernel are you running there, Citadel?
It's the latest. What is it? 269, I think.
269 CK. With the CK patch?
I don't
patch.
Know about that. Let me see here. Actually, nope. Oh, crap. I don't even have Gentoo up right now. It's because what I read was that the IVTV drivers wasn't connecting with my card. And what somebody, I was reading on a forum, they said that you would have to reboot into Windows. And so now I got Windows 2000 on it right now. The card would initialize, and if you did warm boot back into Linux, it would work. And there's something going on with the drivers where they don't got it narrowed down yet. And so I wonder if Patrick has any info on that, because he's got the same card as me. And it's just kind of...
I don't even see him on the chat anymore.
Oh,
now,
really?
Now, on your... Has digital video support on that Hoppage card?
No. It's just an encoding card. It's just for pulling in full MPEG streams and out streams and S video, and it's got the radio support. I mean, I paid like $200 for the damn thing, but it does all the encoding on the card, so it doesn't, you know, take any CPU from the board and your chip and whatever. And so I don't know. I mean, everybody says it's a great card, but, I mean, Jesus, how the hell are they getting to work now? I'm kind of wondering.
You know what? I have the Win TV Go card, and I like it. I think it works pretty damn good.
Now, that's and a it was PCI cheap. Card?
Yeah, it's a PCI. Win TV Go, PCI, which I guess it equates to, like, the... I didn't even know.
You got that working in Linux, Slackware?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Really?
The only hard part was getting the tuner.
For years.
What's that?
That one's been working for
the
years.
The WinTV Go card?
Yeah.
People have had that working
Brooke
for a long
Tree
time.
Brooktree 787 or...
878, I
878
think.
Or 848.
Now, does that have stereo sound? Because I read somewhere that it would only have mono sound.
Probably I think it does only have mono.
Yeah.
It has...
But you know what?
Cheapo sound.
I don't have a problem with that.
I'm trying to actually do some professional conversion for people.
No, then you don't want to be using a WinTV Go card.
Hey, mine works really good, man. I record my shows on it. It does exactly what it's designed for. Screw you, Dan.
Yeah, screw you, Dan.
And it didn't cost me. How much did you spend on your TiVo, man?
Huh? How much did you spend anything. I got it as a present.
Yeah, well, how much do they cost? What, it cost $200 or something, right?
Yeah, pretty
And then you got to pay a monthly subscription, and I got the WinTV Go card for, it wasn't even $50, I think.
Hey, I'm happy with the movie, the TV shows on the thing
down there. Raspberries to you, man. I like that.
Find where it is.
All right. Listen, guys, we are over time.
Yeah.
But I'm
all right, man. Well, I'm out of here, man. I'm going to try to get back to my other stuff here.
All right, man. We appreciate you calling in, and you have a great and Merry Christmas, dude.
Yeah, you guys, I'll try to follow you guys. There's a lot of different groups I'm trying to follow now, and it's kind of hard to stick with everybody sometimes. But
well, we're the best, so just we're the best, so just drop everybody else, and you'll be all right.
All right. Goodbye, man.
See ya.
So long.
Hey, everybody. Listen, this is the end of the 64th episode, our Christmas, second annual Christmas episode of the Linux Link Tech Show, because we're getting over time.
Yoda,
we need to tell everybody
Yoda
Merry
just
Christmas.
Got Skype installed. Why don't we give him an opportunity to call in? Just quickly. Just
do it, Yoda.
It took so long to get this Skype installed, and now we're just going to let him hang.
Do it, Yoda. That's okay, because Dan's going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning going to do my work for me tomorrow.
You don't work. I hear you laying around. Could call it.
Sure.
Dun, 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 dun.
Sure.
Waiting. Waiting. Next we'll get sued for that. Trying. What does he mean by trying?
I don't know.
Is it like not working?
I guess.
Trying. I'll tell you, that Slackware install I did last night went pretty smoothly.
And it should have. Yeah. You've done it 3 times in 3 days, man. You get pretty good at it after a while.
You know, it was stupid of me because I was like, well, if I just do a full install, I don't have to do anything. But then I was like, well, I waited for it anyhow. I could have just done like a customized install instead of having all that crap. And I keep forgetting if I do a full install, it slaps that cup stuff on there, and you got to mess around with that if you don't want to use cups.
Right. Of course, I'm the savior on that. I told you how to fix that real quick.
Yeah.
Link knows how to disable the cups on a Slackware install.
I just usually uninstall cups and all that crap.
Yeah, uninstall cups and LPR or LPRNG and then reinstall LPRNG.
Yep. I don't know.
Actually, I think
cups
if you
before.
Just uninstall cups, doesn't it? Well, no, I don't imagine it does.
No, then you get a dead link.
Yeah.
And then nothing happens.
A dead link. No.
Cups. I'm partial to cups. I don't mind cups. I've used it successfully in the past, but I like the LPS APS filter myself. I think he did a good job.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Did you ever try and find a source code for XV?
Yes.
That's a pain in the ass.
Yes, it is. All right, guys. That's it. It's time to call it quits.
Next week, Yoda.
Next week, Yoda. You can practice until then, buddy.
Thank you very much. Have a happy holiday.
That's right. Merry Christmas to everybody, and we'll talk at you next week on show number 65.
We don't know what time yet or what day.
One of them. Keep checking the web blog. We'll tell you. Good night, everybody.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Linux Link Tech Show.
Linux Link Tech Show.